This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Not a robot. Welcome to the program. We are talking about, fakery on the internet. That was the bulk of the last hour. We're going to get into the Uyghurs, the Muslims in China, and the sick re-education camps that apparently they are being subjected to. Will's got that story on the way here tonight. In the studio, by the way, it is Ian.
Arya's
first.
Well, he motioned toward me.
Yeah, I wasn't looking.
It's in his Facebook is why.
Yeah.
And you're Will.
Yeah, I'm Will. Yeah,
from the Call to Freedom, that's where those
I'm pulling up the story.
Yeah, we're going to get to it here. But actually, we've got a call here, so we're going to the phones. To the fun, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're here live, by the way, on New Year's Eve. And for those of you just tuning in, stick with us. We're going to take you through the midnight hour. We're going to take you into 2019 here for the very first time on Free Talk Live. And we can do that on our Twitch feed. So if you're listening on the radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, well, you should still continue listening to your radio station. We wouldn't want to tell you to tune away from your radio station. But if for some reason you wanted to join us for our Twitch-only live stream, you could over at twitch.lrn.fm, where there is no FCC censorship, but for now there is. Matthew, you're on the line in Louisiana. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first off, Happy New Year. Second, let me add, Will, this is the first time I've ever seen you. You look like a pirate.
Okay, is that a compliment? I hope that was a compliment.
It'd be a compliment.
All right, good. So
y'all were talking about the difficulty of getting through all the bot filters. And, yeah, one of the sources of news I use is Breitbart. But you can't comment on their stuff. Their site, you know, on the commentary, because you have to go through something called Disquis, and Disquis has this elaborate feature. Discuss, is that what it's actually called?
Okay. D-I-S-Q-U-S.
It's pronounced Discuss.
Yeah, okay.
Discuss. It's a comment replacement, basically. So if you're on, you know, WordPress, you've got a WordPress blog, you can have your default comments from WordPress, or you can implement this Discuss plug-in, and there's a couple of competitors that kind of do the same thing. I've gone through all of them.
It's built-in plausible deniability is what it is for the crazy commenters that they have on Breitbart.
It's just a way for a system to...
Well, it's also cross-website, and that's the real benefit of it.
So, yeah, you get one login, and then you can use Discus on the different sites that use it. And, of course, they connect with Facebook and Google and all the different logins.
Well, yeah, you can comment on Discus, and the comment will show up on the Facebook sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tried to log into that and it somehow wouldn't let me. I don't know if it's like not compatible with Android, but then when I tried to do it again, it was like, oh, you've already logged, you already have set up an account. I don't remember setting up an account. Give us your password. I don't remember giving you a password the first time. I'm like, Jesus. Well, who do I contact? There's no contact.
Good luck.
Yeah. I had the same problem with this, alternative, video media site, called Minds. And if
M-I-N-D-S?
You don't have M-I-N-D-S, yeah.
Okay.
And I went there the first time. I thought, oh, this is really interesting. And so I was looking through there and decided that, it's fairly uncensored. I mean, still censored as far as some content is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back there the second time, it demanded a password. I was like, I never set up a password. So I tried to set up an account. It says, no, you've already set up an account.
Did you give them an email address? A lot of the times they will generate a password for you and email it to you.
Which might hit spam. That's a possibility that you never got that. I don't remember what it was about Discus that I decided to get rid of it. over. It was something frustrating, and I just don't remember what it was. And then there was another one, and I forget what that one was called, and ended up getting rid of that. These systems are, they can be very, very difficult to deal with, and they can be really annoying. I can tell you that.
I think the word I would use would be cranky.
Yeah. And they're free, so you know, you get what you pay for, right? Which is crap service and questionable support. I suppose they probably have some sort of paid tier, I imagine, that you can likely pay for, but who the hell wants to pay for a comment system? Why would you want to pay for a place for people to leave a bunch of trash?
Well, and they're selling you anyway.
They're what?
They're selling you anyway.
I mean, selling your appearances. I don't think, did they have ads back at Discus?
They do.
Really?
Well, they work with Facebook, so they keep track of, you know, what you're interested in, what articles you're reading and commenting on, and they share that information. And
so you think they're selling that to the okay?
Oh, absolutely.
As long as I said, I don't remember seeing ads placed in comments.
Every bit of free software out there, if they're not doing that, I want to know where they're getting revenue from.
Okay.
The CIA.
This is my default assumption now.
Go ahead, Matthew.
The only websites I've been able to comment on that accept commentary, well, one is gone. That's the Gay Patriot. That was a great website when it was up and running. Really sarcastic. And the other is
called
the
Gay
Patriot. Yeah, you never heard of the Gay Patriot?
He said the truth about guns. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling and sharing your internet frustrations with us here tonight as we are doing the New Year's Eve edition of the show. We've kind of focused on some online stuff so far. The end of Google Plus, they're shutting down. They're never really remarkable in any way. Social networking site. It was Google's social network.
It was like a cross between Facebook and MySpace, and not as good as I.
Yeah, took the worst of both worlds and tied it into your Google account. Let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Or wait, are we on WIBC tonight, Larry, or are you just calling?
No, you're not. I'm just calling.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
is that
you're still, I'm so glad you called. I'm just saying it's too bad that we're not on WIBC.
You probably need to be, but in any case, I think
they probably have some right-winger.
What now?
I said they probably have some right-winger on weeknights would be my guess.
No, they have a mash-up, but they regurgitate the morning shows.
Gotcha.
So I'll call in and ask the producer to do something about it. But
well, thank you for that, Larry.
People do, they'll get you on live. What's what
it's nice
really
to hear from you.
Like.
I was just commenting the other night, Larry, that you are one of our longest, if not the longest-running caller to Free Talk Live, at least the one that I can recall, because there's some callers from way back in the day. They don't call anymore. Some of them died,
Hey, don't burn bread on me, please.
I think you've been calling this show for more than a decade. I think it's been more than a decade.
I'm 63 years old, so I got at least a couple more years left.
You called us way back when we were on that little station in Indy long time
ago.
You
were at 1430.
WXNT, yep.
But you know what my deal is. I've been listening to talk radio for, 40 years. I remember Bruce Williams. I remember all the other people that got it going.
I remember the Bruce Williams show.
Yeah, Arbell.
Old show.
Bruce was a good guy. Yeah. But I love talk radio because I'm a
Bruce Williams kind of did one of those shows that it was like not really about issues. I don't remember what they call it, a lifestyle show?
Yeah, it was two
men turn
on to talk.
Okay.
Man.
It was a money show,
I loved
I'm being told.
It was a money show, but he put a lot of trash talking in with it. That's why I liked it.
Okay, good.
That's why everybody else liked
it. So what were you calling about? It wasn't a reminisce. What were you calling about tonight?
I was calling about the technology deal. And, you know, for a little while I did have a computer downstairs, but I got rid of that.
You got rid of that stuff, huh?
I did. I got rid of it because it was taking it takes up your time, fellas. And I have
it sure does.
Hands-on, I have to touch and I have to use pencils and stuff like the old deal. And
you're still writing letters, huh, Larry?
No, I will write a letter because I got stamps down there. But the thing about it is, I'm a painter, and that takes a very long time, and sculpting and design and stuff. But in any case, I think that the Internet, from what I see of it, it is a predatory situation to prey on people who don't have the knowledge that how
now, to I want to hear more.
Deal.
I want to hear more about this. I mean, why
I would agree with them.
You think it's a predatory?
Sure.
I want to know more from both of y'all what you mean by that. Coming up here, Mullins. Hang on, Larry. We'll bring it back. You can stick with us here. Larry in Indianapolis there saying the internet is a predatory situation.
And Aria agreeing.
Yeah, we'll find out exactly if they both actually agree with one another here in moments. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We're here live. It's New Year's Eve, and, we're actually here because the internet exists, so that's one of the good sides of it. We're coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637, GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on air call-in line room. Somebody waiting there patiently. We'll get to you, and we'll get you on the air. You can talk about anything that you want. Tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Will.
And Aria and Will joining me from their own show, which is The Call to Freedom. You guys are you're on hour number six right now, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been doing radio all day long, all afternoon, or I guess it's technically after dark here.
Yeah.
It pretty much gets dark when you start your show.
Anything after 5 o'clock is dark.
So we'll take your calls here. We got Larry on the line with us, and we're going to continue with him. But I do want to let you know about Anarchapulco. It's coming up fast, February 14th through the 17th. I've got to test out our equipment coming up here this week to make sure everything's in working order because we're going down there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. It is a great event featuring folks like Ron Paul. You want to get a chance to see Ron Paul? You're running out of him. Let's be honest. He's getting older, and he's still got it. He can still get up there on the stage for the best of them. And he gave a great speech this last year in 2018. They're bringing him back for 2019, which means it's likely going to sell out. So if you want to go, if you've been thinking about going, you need to get your tickets now. You can use code FTL to get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener over at anarchapulco.com. Of course, other great speakers as well. In fact, dozens and dozens of folks discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL for your tickets. As we go back to Larry in Indianapolis, Larry, you said the internet is a predatory situation. Now, Aria, you said you agree. I want Larry to explain what you mean when you say that, and then we'll see, Aria, if you still agree.
Here's what I mean. I mean that it plays on our primal senses, the primal sense of voyeurism. When you look at videos, your mind does not know what you're looking at. It's just like when you're looking at somebody perform an athletic test or something like that. Or you watch porn. It's all voyeurism, and, you know, it leaves you dry because you can sit down for 4 or 5 hours and watch YouTube or watch some other channel, and when you get through, you've accomplished nothing. So I think it's predatory in the way that
you also – I just want to, you know, get another question here on this, Larry, from you. I want to get another answer. Did you also think the same thing was true about television? Because a lot of what you said would also apply to Fox and CBS and ABC.
Yes, I understand that, too. And I went 5 years without a television in my house. And then my grandson was coming over, and while I bought him a little television. I was surprised it only cost about $150. But when you think about that, it's not only the money that you spend on these products, but the amount of time that they take from you. And I did notice when I was watching television, my knees were killing me because every 5 minutes, you're seeing somebody with a sore knee. I'll give you an instance. I was watching a Paul Newman movie, and there was knee commercials, right? Then he came out limping on a bad knee, and my knees start hurting automatically. So I think they're there to hypnotize you.
So you're saying it's manipulating people into feeling like they're sick, maybe when they aren't actually sick, so they need the products. Aria, was that where you were going when you said that the internet was predatory? Was that what you had in mind?
To a degree, it is. Mm-hmm. But like Facebook, for example, they have been busted. They've gotten sued for it, for manipulating people's news feeds, showing some people only negative feeds and mm-hmm. some people only positive feeds to see how it affected them.
They were running an experiment, is what you were saying.
Yeah.
On their own users,
yes.
Without their consent.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think the World Wide Web, at least, as a whole, is more predatory than he's even talking about.
And what do you mean?
Most people don't even realize it. Like, if you were to install the add-on Ghostery right now for Google Chrome, you would go to any website, and you would find hundreds of trackers.
Right.
And all they do is monitor your behavior
mm-hmm.
and sell that
yes,
to people.
They do.
So you're being monitored and sold right now.
This is
now.
Why when I go to a site, if I'm not using something like Ghostery or whatever, if I go to a website and I make a purchase or something like that, all of a sudden I start seeing advertisements for that same site on a bunch of different sites that I go to. So I'm on like Drudge Report doing some show prep. There's an ad for Monoprice where I just bought some network cables from.
We just discussed this. on the Call to Freedom, what, last week about the, or 2 weeks ago, about what they call, in the 60s, they were talking in the 60s about what they called the mega machine. And the, basically the one thing, there's always been this desire to create the super state, you know, the empire, the super empire. And the thing that's always kept those things from being totally global was mass communication, the inability to communicate quickly, the inability to know what you're doing in your house at all times, and the inability to transverse spaces very quickly. And modern technology has gotten rid of all of those things. And we basically have, it's like God. It is the omnipotent thing that exists out there, and that is the internet now.
Hey, one
let Larry jump in here. Go ahead, Larry.
One word more, and I have done.
Yep.
Hey, now, when you look at what we're going through now, it's nothing new. The world brain was back in the 30s. I collect all kind of books, you know, from the 1800s and even some in the 1700s. I have a gigantic library. So what I'm trying to say is what
are any of those fiction?
Now, how's that now?
Are any of them fiction?
No, I have about 5,000 volumes. But the thing about it is you know what's going to happen, and I'll say this about you guys. People are going to get tired of voyeurism, and they're going to want to do what we're doing right now, communicating, and maybe it's enhanced by your computers and so forth. But contact, there's nothing that can get around contact.
No doubt about it. You think the pendulum's going to swing back? You think that people are going to get sick of being disconnected from one another? And thank you, Larry. I appreciate hearing
from you. It's going to have to. Look around you. Look around you. If we don't find a way to connect with each other again as human beings,
it's over.
Society is turning on itself. We are consuming one another. We're like jellyfish, spineless, brainless consumers.
But this has always been happening, though.
It's
just more visible now.
Can you really describe something as predatory that ultimately, I mean, in the example you gave really just kind of helps people find a product that they might
want to
buy?
Well, my point is that people aren't aware of it.
Like
99, if not close to 100% of internet of World Wide Web users have no idea this stuff is happening. That's why I don't mind the cookie notifications that you have to click away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I at least applaud that level of...
Me.
Well, I applaud the transparency of these people saying, hey,
doing
by
it
the
for
way,
obedience sake.
We're putting crap on your computer to monitor you.
Mark's all riled up over something.
Yeah, I mean, here I am jumping in because every once in a while Ian will say something that is either intentionally or unintentionally the dumbest thing I've heard all day. And so, I mean, okay, an anglerfish has this little thing, this little bit of flesh that hangs out the front of its head. Are you know what I'm talking about?
No, don't know anything about
fishing. It has a little light, and then the other fish come up to see what is this thing that's hanging out there. And then chomp, chomp.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that anglerfish a predator?
Sounds like it.
All right. Yeah. You have your answer as to whether or not the internet is predatory or not.
That doesn't really answer what I said.
The little flashing light comes up, and you go and look at it, and then they strip you of what they're calling
now. Are you saying people don't have the choice to buy things? People can buy whatever they want to buy, and if you see an ad, I'm sorry, that's not predatory.
It's not the ad.
You sell ads for a living. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
It's going to be about the tens of millions of families across this country who work hard, who play by the rules, and who just time after time take one body blow after another.
Warren's a frequent target of President Trump. He's still insisting on money for his border wall, but he also says he's ready to negotiate an end to the partial federal government shutdown. House Democrats plan a vote on Thursday on bills to reopen the government. Republicans say that the bill doesn't provide enough for the border wall, and they're not going to pass anything that the president won't sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can contribute either now or in the new year to an ongoing fundraiser that is helping some orphans in Africa and Uganda over at hope.freetalklive.com. The listeners of Free Talk Live donated along with some wonderful matching donations to build an orphanage for these youngsters. And now the idea is to get them some acreage that they can use to make a little bit of money, grow some crops and sell them. And actually, you know, do something a little bit more productive with some land. And so that's what's going on right now over at hope.freetalklive.com. You can see pictures, learn more about the fundraiser and how to donate. And there are a lot of different ways that you can do that over at hope.freetalklive.com. And donations are being matched. So check that out. Hope.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were just talking about this question of, is the internet predatory? Sort of by its nature, and there was examples given of advertisements that are being fed to people based on their behavior online. And, you know, what I said was, and maybe I miscommunicated or was misunderstood, because Mark got all kinds of upset. He's been sitting in the background here, and he's grabbed a microphone again. I said, look, it doesn't bother me if somebody knows what I did somewhere and they use that to sell me something, you know, to pitch a product to me, because I can say no. If you can say no to something, it's not a predatory situation. So to use the term predatory to describe that, I'm sorry, just, you know, that's not right. But that's not what you said you were saying.
Generally, people don't even know it's there, to which they could say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people have no idea it's happening.
The trackers on the internet is what you,
right.
you mean?
Yeah.
Right, and that's the most important part of this for me, is mm-hmm. that if there was a little box that you had to check with a short, you know, a short little mm-hmm. bit that said, hey, do you want your information, you know, every bit of information we can glean about you sold to multinational corporations and governments, foreign and domestic, to use for, I don't know, whatever the hell they want to use it for, no one would click yes. I mean, you know, do you want to see this picture of boobies for this? Do you want to see this picture of this funny kitty?
You'd be surprised how many people want to see boobies.
Fine. Then at that point, they've opted in. Then they've opted in.
Well, the argument would be that they've opted in by using somebody else's website. I mean,
if they know it's there, I would certainly
agree. I'm saying if it was clear instead of a wall of text for the terms of service.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying there on that. And I'm not saying there aren't things that are pretty detestable that folks do online. But is it really the obligation of somebody's, you're going into somebody else's house, right? If you're on the internet, you go to a website, you're going to their property. You're going somewhere else. Is it really their obligation to tell you about every bit of code that they're going to run on that site?
I'm sorry, but if I'm walking into your house and you have rattlesnakes that you keep in the floor, then it's a liability if you don't tell me. So I'm viewing something like I'm walking into your house and there are traps set for my information all over the place. Then, yeah, if your couch is programmed to pick my pocket, I kind of want to know that before I come in there.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Now, of course, that's not exactly what's going on here.
I think it is, though. I mean, you're stealing my digital identity, and you're selling it to other people.
Well,
you're
now, stealing is a pretty harsh word for something that you're giving over.
I'm not giving
volition.
It over.
You went to their website.
Is it a was there a purchase? Was there a negotiation happened here?
Technically, would be a purchase.
That's the negotiation.
It's just a purchase of content. Sure.
You wanted the thing that they had. You just didn't know what you were giving up to get what they had. Now I'm not
that's
saying
where that's, I take issue with.
Yeah.
That.
No, I get, and I'm not saying you're wrong for taking issue with that. But at the same time,
again, that's like saying I'm coming to your house for dinner. I sit down, I have dinner, and then while I'm having dinner at your house, your chairs take the money out of my pocket. You never told me that it was going to cost
me
dinner.
Money. So
no, but the point Mark and I are making is that they wouldn't make this money if they were upfront about it.
Exactly. You
yourself
could monetize
that. If they told you before you clicked that website that they were going to sell all of this information about you, what exactly they were collecting and who they were selling it to, they wouldn't be making the money in the first place.
Yep. No, I see what you're saying, because they have to gather the information to sell it.
They need that deceit. Not that deceit. They need that secrecy.
My identity is money. And that if you're taking my identity without my consent, that's money. You're taking my money. Your identity is digital money in the modern
day. Let's take
it
out of the digital world and put it into the real world. When you walk into Walmart, there's a camera that's pointed right at you as you're going in. And they could very easily...
a sign that says, you are on closed circuit camera.
Not everybody can see the sign. Not everybody pays attention to, and this is what you're talking about.
And
not everybody.
They don't have people studying you on the camera, going, "Oh, okay, so this person likes Lucky Charms. Let's go throw out a display for them for Lucky Charms."
You're saying they're not doing that?
They're not doing that. Not the individuals. I mean, they may be like, okay, well, we sell more Lucky Charms in this store, so let's put out a display for Lucky Charms
or something like that. They can do some level of customer tracking. They can do that, and they do. Some of the stores, Walmart doesn't do this, but some of the stores will have, for instance, the rewards program or whatever the program is that gives you the discount in the store. People sign up for that voluntarily without really knowing what the terms are, without really knowing that they're going to be selling that information to the manufacturers or whatever, that it's not just going to be used to give you coupons that you like. So those things exist. And so as... You know, it's always buyer beware. I know what you're saying. You want the websites to put it all up front, but that's never how it's ever worked, right? Whether it was the guy who was selling some kind of cure-all, right, back in the out west, right? He's got his potion.
Well, I agree. The World Wide Web is predatory because humans are inherently predatory.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter if we take it off the internet and put it to the random guy selling snake oil.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the only way you can
humans being human. statements.
That's what I'm saying is, so the only way you can really deal with this is to, you gave an example of a plugin that you can use, an extension called Ghostery, which purportedly will block a lot of these, all of the trackers by default and so on and so forth. And there's a few others that are like that. But again, it's on you to be aware that that exists. It's on you to want to protect yourself in that way.
If it's out in the world and you have to fill it out with a PIN and put your name, your phone number, and your address on mm-hmm. it, I automatically assume they're selling that information. I mean, that's what you have to. I worked in telemarketing
sure.
for years as a in
talk
supervisors.
About scams.
Yeah, and I used to work for a company that scammed old ladies out of their life savings. Mm-hmm. I freely admit that I worked for Suntasia Marketing and was a manager there. And as soon as I knew from behind the scenes what was really going on, I could no longer sell.
Wow.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sell. The first lady that was like, yes, 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 mm-hmm. I stopped her in the middle of the closing and I said, if anyone ever calls you and says the word yes three times in a row, hang up on them. Don't ever buy anything over the phone. I told her the whole thing. I just bared my soul to this. Because you could tell she's like an 80-year-old woman. So you have to assume if you're entering a lottery because you're going to win that cruise, fool, there ain't no cruise. There's no cruise. They're selling that information. They're selling it to telemarketers who are going to call you on the phone and try to sell you a cruise.
Yep.
So I just automatically, and I've done that since the 90s. I've just automatically assumed if you put your name on it and your address and your phone number on it and it's not a credit application.
Yeah.
It's being sold.
I think that's
even
a fair
then,
assumption.
Probably.
I think that's a fair assumption to make. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Jerry is on the line listening to us on shortwave in West Virginia. Jerry, to what frequency are you listening on shortwave? Who is airing us on shortwave? I'm very curious.
No, I'm not listening on shortwave. I'm listening on FM.
Oh, okay. Well, our board operator got it really messed up then. So you must be listening to you're listening to WVTS there in Charleston.
That is correct.
All right, excellent. Go ahead, sir. Yeah, nobody listens on shortwave. I was shocked.
Okay. So, you know, it goes back to the old saying, there is nothing free in this world, and there's especially nothing free on the Internet. Now, I've got the dumbest sister that has ever lived, and... About every 4 months, her computer is completely trashed because she goes around clicking on all these free things.
I'm going to get a free iPad.
Oh, yeah. And then her computer locks up, and then I go over there and spend an entire day trying to clean it up. And the last time that happened, I said, sis, I've told you 1,000 times, there's nothing free on the Internet. Do not click on these things. And you know what the worst is besides porn? It's recipes.
No. Are you kidding me?
Women love recipes. And they have more viruses than just about anything else.
Oh, wow. Stand by. If you got more, Jerry, stand by.
Sure.
We'll bring you back here in moments. Examples of scams on the Internet, fake stuff on the Internet. It's all over the place. But again, it's really all about buyer beware. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, moments away from the very end of the 2018 editions of this program. However, we're not done for tonight's. Will, you're done. You're going home. But
I got to be up at 5.
Aria is going to stick with me here, and we'll drag somebody else in for the third microphone, I'm sure, at some point, for a Free Talk Live after show that we like to call Freer Talk Live because it is not subject to those pesky FCC censors that normally kind of get in the way of some of our calls and some of the ideas that we can talk about and how explicit they can be. So you can join us for that coming up after 10 o'clock Eastern tonight over on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitch. That would certainly be appreciated. Then you will know when shows like Call to Freedom, which is y'all's show, Will and Aria, you host Call to Freedom weekdays. You're going to be live tomorrow. For New Year's Day.
Yeah, we'll be live tomorrow. We're going to have
a special guest.
Yeah, the trans person who had a meltdown at GameStop,
which we're going to play tonight, the meltdown video
on the
after show, because we can do that because it's Twitch.
Yeah.
And so that's tomorrow on the Call to Freedom over at calltofreedomlive.com. You can go there and learn more and get tuned in there. But again, if you follow us on Twitch, when you guys hit the stream button, it sends out a notice to all of the followers who have said they want to get those notices. That way, you know, it's a nice little reminder. If you're in the middle of your busy day, you might not necessarily think, oh, I should go tune in to, if there's a notice on your phone, then you might think about it. So check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go back to Jerry in West Virginia. We're talking about the ugly side of the Internet. There's a beautiful side to the Internet, right? Like, there's a lot of good things that have come out of the Internet, and not all advertising is bad. But what you pointed out, Aria, is that it's you don't appreciate not knowing all of the things they're trying to take, all of the data that they're mining about you.
Well, I mean, in a general sense, I know.
You know it's happening.
Yeah.
But you're upset about it.
Well, I'm upset that most people don't know.
I see.
And they're kind of walking into the lion's den blindfolded.
And some of them are really blindfolded. Jerry, you're giving examples of your sister who's just been falling for all of these things, like the free iPads and the free this and that. And you said recipes are some of the most dangerous.
Most of her malware and spyware comes from recipe websites.
How do you know? Can you identify somehow?
Because I'm the one that's working on her computer and getting rid of the crap. And that's pretty much all she looks at on the Internet besides Facebook. And honest to God, I mean, it's unbelievable because I've tried to teach her how to copy and paste a recipe. But she's so dumb, she just refuses to learn. So what she does is click the download button.
Oh, God, which downloads a virus.
You click a download button on the Internet, watch out, right?
Yeah, make sure you know. If you're going to download something on the Internet, make sure you know from whom you are actually downloading that.
And don't fall for the fake download button that seems to always be there.
Right. Now, you guys know what clickbait is, right?
Yeah, it's like a headline that's, I don't know how to describe them, but ridiculously attractive.
Really, it's anything. You go to Facebook and you see all these thousands, and people are subject to this, all these thousands of cute photographs or funny sayings or whatever it may be, especially on Facebook. That's called clickbait. It's all clickbait. Some company is putting all of this out. And these people eat it up, and they click on it, and they put it on their page. Boom!
The top 10 cutest cats you've ever seen.
Yeah,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so click, and I warn all my friends. I said, please stop putting the clickbait, because once you do that, and I go to your site, you know, they've got my information too. They've got all your friends' information, and that's another thing. Do you remember? No, you guys aren't old enough. Back in the CB radio days.
I remember CB radio,
days.
I had a base station when I was a teenager.
Okay, well, I had five in my house and five antennas. I mean, I was really into it. Nobody in their right mind would ever in a million years put their real name out over the airwaves.
No doubt.
Everybody had a handle, right?
Yeah, that's changed.
Okay, so we did that also on the Internet. In the very beginning, right up until about, eight or 10 years ago, Facebook would allow you to come on with a handle. They didn't require you to have a real name.
You're absolutely right.
They still don't.
No, Facebook? Yes, they do.
They've come back in on people and demanded they show ID in order to keep their accounts open.
I do not have ID.
You lucked out.
R-E-I-D Meso on it.
Well, you just lucked out. The robot hasn't caught you yet.
You won't believe this, but they ask me for either a birth certificate or a driver's license.
I believe it. No, I know for a fact they've done that. I know people that Facebook has come to. There was a time when a lot of libertarians were putting, like, voluntarist in as their middle name, and every single one of them got targeted exactly how he's talking about, where Facebook said, we don't believe this is your real name. If it's your real name, you're going to need to show your identification to us to make sure that it's your real name, and then we will let you have this name. But otherwise, we're going to require you'll need to show ID to show us what your real name is.
Right. And then after that, they want your telephone number.
Yep. Yep, that's
now,
right.
They've got all this information. They've got more information than the FBI. The FBI goes to Facebook to find out all this information.
And Facebook hands it right over.
Jerry, great
that's
call tonight.
Right.
Really useful information. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. Great call. Thank you for making it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
He's talking about those quizzes, too. They're like, what kind of superhero would you be? Or what kind of libertarian are you?
Uh-huh.
All that stuff it's all...
data collection.
Harvesting. Yeah. Data harvesting.
It's creepy. It is creepy. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on... listening online. Go ahead, Bad Slave. In New Hampshire.
Hi. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to just say, I'm of early television and radio time frame. I mean, I born in 52. You know, I was watching TV pretty regularly in the early 50s. I mean, late 50s and early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, and I maybe I'm smarter than the average bear, but it occurred to me that a lot of what they were throwing at us in advertising, even in magazines and radio and whatever media there is, because it was all out there, and I treated it properly, like, you know, this is junk, and you know, or a lot of it is junk.
Yeah,
and
I think most people knew what junk was, you know, like junk mail, right? That there was a name for it, junk mail. There was the stuff that was addressed to you that you wanted to receive, and then there was all the other crap that that you got. But yet, when they got online, it just got so much more, you know, tricky. There's so many more.
And that's the nature of interaction. I mean, this is, you know, it's truly gone from a one way, you know, presentation to a two way, you know, interaction between the user and the.
Thank you for calling, Bat Slave. I appreciate it. We're going to get David on the line here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, you're out of time, so let me just rip off some stuff from what you're talking about. Remember that, I haven't even watched that video, but that GameStop thing, let me remind you that happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, did it?
I didn't even look at it.
Yeah,
I didn't even look at it because I know exactly how it went down just from living here. and it's nothing special. And, that recipes thing, I've heard that before from computer experts, that recipes are targeted for that malware stuff. And I also accidentally discovered by looking at, for some odd reason, photographs of special forces, military units, is also loaded with that stuff. I don't know why. And,
just picking people off because they're nationalists, like making them want to go see something because it's like, go team, go America.
Exactly. And lastly, Facebook did exactly that same thing. They demanded one day, they sent me a notice that I had to send them a photograph of my driver's license, or they were going to keep me shut down. They shut my account down.
And that was what? How many years ago was that? Because I know that was happening to people 3 or 4 years ago, at least.
That was exactly the time frame. Yeah, that was exactly the time frame.
What was that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Facebook is probably scared to do it to me, to be honest, because I list trans on my profile. There's no telling what kind of crap a trans person would respond to.
Oh,
they like, hey, we don't think this is your real
name. I agree with that. One really important point, actually the most important one that wanted me to call tonight, was that I have noticed in what I've suffered over the last decade that human nature, being as it is, and usually comes up in that conversation about, are there a dozen or a couple dozen people that are trying to take over the world? You know, it sounds bizarre, far-fetched. And what I come back with is what I've learned is that anything that has the remotest chance of success, the predators will attempt it.
That's probably true. We've got more coming up, by the way. If you want to join us on our after show, go to twitch.lrn.fm. Right now, we're starting in just a few minutes at twitch.lrn.fm. Happy New Year!
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.